If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the On the Road to the Gambia podcast, where we are bridging boundaries for global health equity. I am Dr. Carol Penn, doubly board certified in family medicine and obesity medicine. I am a best-selling author and a master meditation, movement, and mindset coach, serving as the director of tracks and electives, assistant professor of family medicine at our nation's newest medical school, Rocky Vista University, Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine. I am the proud co-founder of the Institute for Community Evolution. Together with Sunu Ryu, the University of the Gambia, Penn Global Visions, and the Edward Francis Smalls Teaching Hospital, we are fostering a new era of global healthcare collaboration. I'm excited to bring you the amazing stories of 15 clinicians from the U.S. who will travel to the Gambia and exchange cutting-edge knowledge with Gambian medical professionals to uplift communities and empower each other to become compassionate and culturally sensitive healthcare leaders on both sides of the Atlantic. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore this transformative journey to the Gambia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of On the Road to the Gambia, the podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a board-certified family physician, best-selling author, speaker, and executive leadership coach. And I help physicians transition into leadership roles so that they can become the respective voices in healthcare. So I'm excited to bring you another episode of On the Road to the Gambia, the podcast. And as you know, this podcast is highlighting the journey of 15 U.S. clinicians who will be traveling to the Gambia on a medical mission trip. This trip is in conjunction with the University of the Gambia, with Penn Global Visions, SUNY Ru, the Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital, and also the Gambia Collaborative Project. So our goal really is to have this cross-oceanic exchange between African-American physicians and Gambian medical professionals to ensure equal access to medical education on both sides of the Atlantic. So I'm excited today to bring to you another guest, and our guest today is Dr. Moore, Dr. John Moore. So I'm going to read to you his bio, and then we're going to get into some questions and talk about his commitment to global health in affiliation with the school that he is serving as the preclinical education director. So Dr. Moore earned his BS degree from the United States Naval Academy and his Doctor of Osteopathic degree from Nova Southeastern University. He holds a master's degree in public health from the University of West Florida. He completed residencies in family and aerospace medicine while on active duty with the U.S. Navy. Dr. Moore is board certified in family medicine, and he's a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. During his active duty service with the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps, Dr. Moore had the privilege of caring for active duty members of all service branches in peacetime and in combat, as well as providing care for their families. After retiring from the Navy, he helped establish an integrated primary care and behavioral health clinic in Springfield, Oregon, before joining the faculty of Pacific Northwest University of Health Sciences. He served as the chair of the Department of Family Medicine and Osteopathic Principles and Practice until joining the Rocky Vista University team. He is now serving as the Assistant Dean of Preclinical Education for the Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine and the program director for the Master of Medical Sciences program. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Moore. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hubbard. And I have to say, your excitement for the trip is infectious. I am not going to be able to attend this year, and hearing you talk about it, I am so jealous. You all are going to have such a great time. And really, I think this is the start of something big and fabulous. So I can't wait to hear all about it when everybody gets back, and I can't wait to participate in the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we are. We're going to miss you on this trip, but I'm just excited for the collaboration that's happening now. Because, you know, I think that the relationships that we're going to build even before we go, you know, while we're there and after we come back, are going to just add to the dynamic of what we're trying to attain, you know, in terms of global healthcare. So first I want to say, you know, thank you for your service. I mean, reading your bio and your history of having served in the Navy and all the great things that you've done with the Navy and the Marine Corps, just wanted to say, again, just thank you for your service.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yes. And so let's get right into talking about, you know, your career. So thinking back to starting out, you know, in your career, in your leadership journey, who or what was instrumental in that decision in getting you to where you are today?
It's a great question. You know, I have had the good fortune to be able to travel and see and actually live in a lot of the world. And I think it's given me a not unique, but a very special perspective that I bring to what I do. You know, as a physician who graduates from medical school, many folks, they start a practice, they join a community, and they really get to know that small community well. And that's a great thing. Well, in the Navy, my practice was the entire world. You know, I graduated from training. I initially went off to Italy to a small hospital where I took care of service members, their families. But as a part of that, I also began to do things beyond that. Missions to Africa, missions to Eastern Europe, missions to Northern Europe, where I was basically helping and augmenting the medical care that was being given at that time. And throughout my entire career, I've been on this path where I've been trying to provide medical care to a bigger and bigger chunk of humanity. And, you know, I think that's what I like. You know, it is a wonderful thing to be a family doctor in a small town and have a group of patients that you know really well. That is wonderful. My career has been different. I've always worked towards having a bigger and bigger impact on a larger and larger number of people. So, you know, in the military that occurred, getting a public health degree that broadened it even further, integrating behavioral health and primary care broadened it further. And then to me now, sort of the ultimate is training future physicians so I can have a positive effect on even greater numbers of people, not here in the US, but through partnerships. In places like the Gambia, we can hopefully have an impact and improve the lives of people around the world, not just here in the United States. So that's my passion. That's my love, is to do that. And it brings me a lot of joy.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, I think how fortunate we are to have you on our team, right? To have, you know, experience the many countries that you've had experience in, and to already kind of have your foot, you know, sort of in that world of expanding healthcare to other areas, I think is something that we're all going to benefit from. And a lot of us are trying to do just what you have done already, which is to, you know, to spread our wings a little bit and to try to spread, you know, our knowledge and expertise to help others, not only, like you said, in our own communities, but across other countries and other continents as well. So again, you know, glad to have you on our team. So when you think about your current role as being assistant dean of preclinical education for the school, you know, the Rocky Vista University and the Montana school. What does that look like for you? What does a day look like? You know, who do you serve? What challenges do you face?
Yeah. So, every day is a little bit different, but I can tell you the two things that are fantastic and that are consistent for me. We have a fantastic group of medical students. Every time I interact with them, it brings me joy. We also have a fantastic faculty. Every time I interact with them, it brings me joy. My role is really to create space so that our students can learn and our faculty can teach, right? And if those two things are happening, my job is being done. So I still teach. I'm a member of the faculty as well. And I do take a lot of pride in what I teach and I take a lot of enjoyment in that. But again, my real job is to allow the other experts teach our students and to create that safe, inclusive, inviting space for our students to be comfortable and for our students to learn. And if I can do that, then I feel like I've had a positive impact, and that's what I'm shooting for.
Yeah. And I like how you put that. You know, when you said the word create space, I just sort of felt my heart rate go down. I felt like a sense of calm, you know, and peace. And I think that's something that's needed, you know, in this stressful world that we're dealing with, especially how healthcare is changing. And just sort of wanted to get from you a little bit more of what are some of the things that you do, or what are some of the techniques, or what are some of the, you know, things that you put in place so that that happens, that space that you're referencing?
Well, it's not me. It's the fantastic team that works around me, and we all work together. And I think if there's one overriding principle we're trying to work towards here, and that governs everything we do, it's fostering a sense of belonging. Everybody who comes here belongs here. Whether you're staff, faculty, or students, you're important and you belong here. And we want to create a space where you feel comfortable and you feel like this is where you need to be. I take pride in the fact that when you talk to our students, they say that they do feel like they belong wherever they're from. We have students from all over the United States, from all sorts of backgrounds, and they all feel like they have a place here at our campus in Billings, Montana. And so I take a lot of pride in that. And again, it's not me, it takes an entire team. But the nice thing is, we all have that same goal. We all have that same outlook where we want this to be a safe, inviting place for people to belong. If you do that and you celebrate people's differences, you celebrate people's strengths, you work together to help folks mitigate their perhaps weaknesses and overcome challenges, then you're right. The blood pressure goes down. The stress level goes down to a point. I mean, medical school is hard. Medical school is stressful.
Hey, leading ladies, stay right there and we will be back with my amazing guests. This conversation is so good that you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned.
And I tell you, I had a student tell me something just a couple of weeks ago, right after a big exam. And I tend to wander a lot. I'm a bit of a people person. And I was wandering around and asking the students how they think they did. And this particular student said, "Well, I think I did okay. But even if I didn't, here it's understood that if you do poorly on an exam, you're still a great person and you still belong here and there's still a place for you." So we've been able to get that spirit, not just amongst the faculty, but amongst the students. And we truly believe that, we are all worthwhile. We all belong in this place. Sometimes, as you're running the marathon that's medical school, you trip. That's okay, right? We're here to help you up, dust off your knees, and keep you
Keep
going
going.
because we want you to finish. So I take a lot of pride that that sense has permeated our students.
That's wonderful. And I think, infusing into them that this, early on, that your identity is more than just the grade, is more than just the title, is more than just you being at the top of your class, really helps, with I think in medical students and physicians' well-being, like in general, over the long haul. So yeah, so great job. So as you think about Montana College of Osteopathic Medicine's commitment to global health, what does that look like as you're thinking about, these partnerships and these relationships, joining in with, the collaborative Gambia Collaborative Project? What is MCOM's commitment to that, to global health?
Well, I think it really aligns very well with our mission and our core values. Our vision statement is achieving new heights in medical education. And we really do want to achieve things in medical education, not just here in Montana or in the United States, but across the world, so that we can improve the lives and health of everybody that we can touch, right? Wherever our students go, we want them to have a positive impact, either as a student or as a physician or just as a member of humanity. Going back to what you said, I really do like to stress to our students that, you've got an important role in society as a healthcare provider, but you also have important roles outside of that, right? You can do volunteer work and feed the homeless that has nothing to do with you being a provider. It's just you being a human being, helping another human being. That's important. Oh, by the way, you will be a role model as well because you will hold a special place in society. So you need to understand that. But don't think that your value is entirely wrapped into your ability to write a prescription or to provide medical care. You are that, but much more. So, having said that, I want to infuse that into the students. I also want to give the students a global perspective that they are citizens of humanity and they have a role in taking care of everybody. And what that looks like may vary, and it will vary by student, it will vary by their career, where they go. But if we teach them a mindset, that you're more than just the patient that you're seeing in front of you. There is more out there, so that you're always striving for the bigger goal of improving the lives of everybody. That I think things will kind of take care of themselves, right? The students will migrate a path that will allow them to have a bigger and bigger impact. So that's the, 10,000 foot level, what we're trying to do. The more practical stuff is, we are collaborating with groups. We have a rural, underserved, and global medicine track that our students can participate in. And what that does is that gives them, in addition to the regular classes they are taking here at school, we give additional classes that have to do with, again, global health. Healthcare challenges, disparities, equity, all those various aspects of healthcare outside the United States, but also even within the United States. We all know that there are places within the US that face some of the same challenges as folks in the Gambia are facing. And so if we teach the students an approach, then they can help here at home and they can help abroad. Right? They can help wherever they go if they've got that, if they've got that attitude. One of the reasons I really like the potential partnership and things we can do with folks in the Gambia is it's medical education to medical education. So I feel like we can have a bigger impact if we can improve and in some way supplement, help, whatever we can do, the medical educators there, I think we will have potentially a huge impact. The other thing I'm really looking forward to is our students learning from the experts in the Gambia,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
Many folks approach missions, if you will, to other parts of the world as one-way streets. I'm coming in to give them something. And although that's important, it's really a two-way street. And we are going to learn as much as we teach. And for many of our medical students who may ultimately go to the Gambia, many of our faculty that ultimately may go there, they're going to find that this has a tremendous impact on them. And, you know, they may in fact learn more than they taught. Ultimately, what I'm hoping is it's a nice two-way street and we are all learning from each other.
And I think that's something that we're definitely looking for as towards as well, is just learning. You know, there's so much out there that we don't know. You know, I'm sure that there are different treatment modalities that are used there that, you know, we here in the US have no clue about. That may, you know, may be beneficial, you know, it may be helpful, or maybe the information that we bring to them, like you said, just may help to further, you know, boost what they already have, and sort of what they're using there to treat their communities as well.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, especially in the United States, but around the world, we all tend to focus a lot on new shiny things and technology. But in reality, it's a person-to-person interaction between a doctor and a patient that is key to medicine. It's not the shiny MRI machine, it's not the CT scanner or the ultrasound. It's that doctor-patient relationship that really is the key factor. And I think any opportunity we have to show our medical students that, or to remind our providers of that is, you know, fantastic. It's a great opportunity.
You know, when I think about this trip, and then I think about how, you know, MCOM is going to become involved with the collaborative, I think, wow, if I had this when I was a medical student, you know, just think about the possibilities or the things that I probably would have thought about or become involved with, right? Or seeing beyond even, you know, that small community that I was treating. So when you think about the medical students that may, you know, possibly go in the future, what do you think it's going to help them with ultimately? How do you think it'll help them to become, you know, better clinicians, or how it's going to maybe impact their personal life? What do you see as this trip sort of, you know, delivering to them in those aspects?
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping that it really gives them an appreciation, and really helps to inform their approach to medicine in the future. Again, really helping them understand that wherever you are, whatever your resources are, the key to that encounter is your interaction with the patient, whether it be in the Gambia, whether it be in Billings, Montana, San Francisco, California. It really is that interaction between you as a provider and that patient. And you know, you and I both know it's easy to say those simple words, but there is so much that goes into that interaction. And I think a trip to a place that is just very different, where medical care is provided in a very different way, will help to open their eyes to what is possible, but also help them to focus on really the foundational elements of what it is to be a physician.
Yeah, definitely. And I think getting back to that foundation is so important. I think we've lost it somewhere along the way, you know? So, you know, missions like this, you know, like you said, volunteering, you know, just working in your community, figuring out where there's a need, all of those things can help us just to get back to the foundation of what it means to truly be a physician and a healer.
Absolutely. And you know, missions like this really fit so well with the foundational principles of osteopathic medicine that, you know, the mind, body, and spirit are one as a unit. And you know, as a physician that's been in practice for a long time, there's been plenty of times where, as far as the medical piece, I've not had a lot to offer. but I can help with one of the other aspects, right? And that can also help to heal the patient. It can help to set the patient on the path for healing. Not all healing requires a procedure or a medication, right? And so keeping that in mind is very important, especially as an osteopathic physician.
So, what are your best hopes for this collaboration between MCOM and the Gambia Collaborative Project? What are your best hopes for the students, for the faculty, for the community of the Gambia?
You know, ultimately, I would love to have a learning partnership that includes students, that includes faculty, so that we can, again, have an ongoing relationship where we learn from each other and where we teach each other in some way, shape, or form. I would love to have regular trips by our faculty to the Gambia. I would love to have folks from there come here. Again, as much as we can do to get people interacting with other people, right, I think is going to pay tremendous dividends. It's fantastic that we can do so many things over Zoom, do things remotely. But you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. To me, there's nothing that takes the place of actually sitting next to somebody and talking with them. Sitting in their community and talking with them and learning about their community and learning about them. So I'm hoping that we can put together opportunities for that in the future as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that true connection is important.
Yes.
Well, this has been a wonderful interview. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with me today. Thank you for your commitment to global health, to the project, the Gambia Collaborative Project. We're looking forward to really strengthening the partnership and just seeing all the wonderful things that I know are going to happen because of this relationship that has developed. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And again, I'm very jealous. Bring back lots of pictures.
We will. Lots of pictures. We're gonna have, I'm sure, some video and lots to share. So you'll be bombarded probably with all of that.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
Okay, I have a good day.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for listening and for allowing us to be a part of your day. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to be the first to receive any new episodes as they are released.
Thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to support the Gambia Project, simply go to your browser and type gambiacollaborative.org. That's www.gambiacollaborative.org.
We hope you will join us on the road to the Gambia.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.